I'm driving the struggle bus today. I'm not just riding it.
Oh, all right. This is the theme. In the zombie apocalypse, by your side to survive, you need two people, one Disney princess and one fast food worker. All right, so people have been texting in their thoughts.
I love the combinations.
You have to give us a reason why.
Felicia on Facebook says Elsa. I mean, we've seen what she can do.
Yeah. Yes.
Freeze the zombies, and she would choose for fast food worker that person at McDonald's that gave me black iced coffee last week instead of the sweet tea I ordered. If they do the same with the zombies, it'll take them by surprise long enough that Elsa can do her thing.
And the zombies are complaining about their order?
Yeah, they're just confused. So, I like
that's a good one.
She's really thought it through.
Yeah, that's good.
Very specific. And it's
like
one person she came in contact with in the drive-thru.
Yeah, you're the reason.
Nice. Yeah, you're that one person.
Yeah. We had somebody text in and say, Mulan and a Chick-fil-A worker. They didn't give a reason.
Hey, well, let's see. We'll dive into what possibly. I mean, Mulan's got excellent fighting skills.
Right, yeah.
Right.
They made a man out of her.
Right.
Yes. And Chick-fil-A employees are just so super polite. Maybe the zombies will say, oh, it'd be my pleasure to not eat you.
Yep.
Eat your brain.
Yep.
Chris on Facebook says, Princess Leia, Disney owns...
Star Wars. Technically, I guess she is a Disney princess then. Yeah.
Also would go with Chick-fil-A. Yeah. And they're super efficient.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
I've given it some thought. I thought about going with Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Because she might be able to guide me to an island in the middle of the ocean that would be zombie-free.
Yeah. True.
Kind of a water safety thing.
And for building huts on the island, I would choose maybe somebody who works at Chipotle, you know, who's probably strong from squishing avocados all day to make the overpriced guacamole.
That's good.
I think I would go with Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably read all those How to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse books.
I would think so, yes.
Everybody
she's
gives
a reader.
Like, you know, Dad on Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I think for the fast food worker, I'm going to go with the guy who chops brisket at Buc-ee's. Because those chopping skills.
Brisket on the board.
Cleaver in both hands. I mean, I think that guy's going to be pretty good.
He'll bring some weapons, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I was thinking Elsa, because she has powers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that just kind of makes sense.
Natural.
And I was thinking Popeyes. Now, my husband's going to hate me because Popeyes is his favorite. And my reason is I've never had a good experience at Popeyes. So they would be the distraction for the zombie to just kind of, you know, you don't have to be the fastest. You just can't be the slowest.
Right. You don't have
Popeyes
to.
Popeyes will be the slowest.
You don't have to outrun the zombies. You just have to outrun the zombie.
Popeyes.
Me.
Yep. Yeah. So, and then me and Elsa will run off and fight the rest.
All right. Yeah.
I also thought about Rapunzel because she could climb trees or go up in the big tower with her hair.
And she has the frying pan. Yeah. I thought about her too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for a fast food employee, I would pick somebody who works at Hardee's because they're used to being isolated and alone. Because if ain't breakfast, nobody's at Hardee's.
Empty parking lot. I was just thinking, like, who would be the worst to have next year? Like, what's the worst choices you could make in this scenario?
I do almost think, like, Chick-fil-A would be bad because they would be so nice. Where it would
too
be
nice?
Like, hey, how are you? No, don't talk to the zombie, you know? we don't like the zombies. They're trying to kill us.
We're against the zombies.
It'd be my pleasure.
And I think the worst fast food worker would be the McDonald's ice cream machine technician.
Right. Yeah.
Because they would never be around.
Right.
They would be a terrible choice.
Yeah, bad sidekick.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
So if you're a DoorDash driver and you get a delivery for the Lawson Point neighborhood in Hendersonville, you might want to rethink that delivery because they have a skunk problem.
Ooh.
So bad, it's made the news. And apparently they've got a Facebook watch group for the skunks that seem to be smelling up the place many times a day to warn people, like, when they're out and about.
Mm.
And they don't know what to do, but they're pretty frustrated.
Walking around the neighborhood, you see them and you smell them all the time. So it is just a major problem out here. It's very gross.
Yeah.
If you kill one, does it
Yes.
Smell bad? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I remember researching this because we had one that was like constantly in our front yard. And they said, like, unless you are some kind of army sniper and can, you know, take them out with a headshot, like, and do it perfectly, you're almost guaranteed a smell no matter what you do to
the stink sack is going to erupt.
Oh,
yep.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that are being warned not to use Sharpies on their face. Now, this is not the standard, you know, somebody falls asleep, passes out at a party, and you draw body parts on them with a Sharpie. This is people using a Sharpie as lip liner.
Oh, gosh.
And they're saying, no, this is bad chemicals you shouldn't have near your mouth. Don't be an idiot.
It can't look good either.
No.
Like, I'm sorry, but.
You know, you look like a cartoon character. Mm-hmm.
You have very limited choices as to what colors you get.
Right. Like black and red, pink. That's all you got.
Wow.
Maybe don't.
Gotta be told that.
Just don't.
Well, some Disney adults are getting their own dating app. So a Disney superfan created Single Riders is the name of the app after their, you know, the rides.
That line that you can go into.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. And so that way they can kind of date their own type of people for Disney adults. And, you know, if you love Disney a lot.
You're making a face when you say love Disney a lot.
You want to find someone who loves Disney as much as you do?
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea, but hey, if it's yours, you got it.
And y'all can trade pins the rest of your life.
Have you guys ever been told by two different professionals that you're wound tighter than a gas station burrito? I have.
Yeah.
Was it me and Woody?
No. Last week, I went to my chiropractor, and as she's doing her adjustments and stuff, she's like, okay, now relax your shoulders. I said, okay. And she goes, no, relax your shoulders. Uh-huh. And she pushes my shoulders down, right? And I'm like, oh, I thought they were relaxed.
Yeah.
And then we had like that massage guy that came into our offices late last week.
He said the same thing to me, like, oh, you're tied up in knots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, okay, relax your shoulders. And I said, okay. And then he pushed them down about 2 inches. I'm like, oh, my God, I am stressed. Mm-hmm. My shoulders are like passing themselves off as earrings.
Yep. Yes. If my shoulders had teeth, they'd be gritted right now.
I have been so self-conscious. After hearing that twice from two different professionals, I've like, every once in a while, I'll just be sitting at a stoplight or I was in church on Sunday. I'm like, are your shoulders up? Yeah, they are. Let them down.
No.
Let them down. But then I'm like, look droopy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's normal.
You worry about your posture, but then in case you don't want to be all tied up in knots.
Right.
Exactly. Mm. It shouldn't look like you're being hung by a clothes hanger in your closet.
I catch myself a lot of the time, like if I'm typing on the computer, like we are sitting down during the day, like most of our day for this job.
Right.
And so I'll be typing on the computer and it's like my earlobes are attached to my shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Gina, this is not healthy. Like
everybody I've told this to said like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Why does the stress instantly go to our shoulders? It's probably some kind of primordial thing where like that's our defense mechanism so we can fight.
That we're trying to we're trying to protect the neck and the brain and the head.
Oh yes, that's a good point.
It's our lizard response.
And your hands kind of go up like in front of your body too.
You're
protecting. Uh-huh. Mm.
Why can't the stress go to like a different part of my body, like my abs, so that they can get like
tighten,
rock hard and tight. Like I want that.
Yeah.
Well, like, that six pack says you're really stressed. That's what we want.
But you're hot.
Yeah. I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. Because we love dogs. I really love this story. There's a mailman in Texas named Ian who adopted a dog. He remembered from his old postal route. Okay, the owner was a Vietnam vet who sadly passed away recently. Mm. And his dog, Floyd, ended up in a shelter. Ian found out about it, made sure that there was nobody related to the guy who would claim Floyd. So found out that he was going out for adoption. So he waited outside the shelter for it to open that morning. Oh. And I guess they've been reunited now. He remembers Floyd from when he was a puppy. A woman who runs the shelter said it was great to see that the old myth about mailmen and dogs isn't always true.
Oh, that's so, so sweet.
There's hope for America.
Yeah. So
Floyd this can has happen. A, come on.
Has a forever home with somebody who really cares about him.
Yeah. That's like a best case scenario.
I know. I love that. That's great.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
The Gen Z stare.
Yep. Gen Z has been coming under a lot of fire on social media lately for
staring blankly, especially if there's some sort of customer service situation.
Interaction.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Gen Z comes back and says, well, the reason we stare is because the questions you ask are so stupid. Well, maybe that's not the case.
Yeah.
Here's a clarification.
Gen Z stare is not just disassociation because somebody came into your work and said something stupid. The Gen Z stare is specifically when somebody does not respond or just doesn't have any reaction in a situation where a response is either required or just reasonable.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. We stare just waiting and going like, eh? Is anybody there? Is anybody home?
Yeah. The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know how you can do this without seeing a person, but I guess you're just imagining the stare. But it also extends to phone calls.
A recruiter just tweeted that in the process of doing multiple phone interviews, he's noticed that a lot of times members of Gen Z will pick up the phone and not say anything. And a lot of the people in his replies are defending that, which is insane to me. They're saying, well, what if it's a scam call? Not when it's a phone interview that you scheduled. And other people are like, oh, well, you made the phone call. You're coming into my space. It's on you to introduce yourself. Yeah, after I know that you picked up the goddamn phone.
That's so true.
Wow. Maybe it's because they're not used to using phones. For actual phone
calls. Not for calls.
Yeah, not for calls.
To defend, if I may jump in as their advocate.
Okay.
I think interactions are just really difficult. There are so many people that like maybe grew up in their formative years where they would actually know how to talk to people, but it was during COVID and they had a phone in their hand. And instead of actually talking to somebody, they could read something somebody said, think about it, and either not respond or basically respond in kind or ask ChatGPT what they should say, which is, I'm not joking, a lot of what young people are telling me, that they don't have any interactions without checking with ChatGPT about how they should respond. So when you're talking to them, they have not been trained to listen to what you say.
Or respond.
And respond. Yeah.
That is crazy.
It is a little nuts, but that picking up the phone thing, like, please.
Yeah,
especially
that's
if you're, if you're arranging a phone interview, you know it's coming. Maybe it's a job you want to get. You know, maybe you respond.
Yeah.
No. Sleep tight, America. Our future is all set.
We need to train them up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And part of this goes to, like, if they're in a customer service role, like, you know, and they're giving you the Gen Z stare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That manager's got to coach him up, say, this is what's expected of you.
Right. Maybe we do start leaving the reviews, you know?
Right.
Maybe we do start leaving those store reviews of like, yeah, the store was great. However, when I walked in, the host was on her phone the whole time, didn't look up once. We sat there for 15 minutes before we were even acknowledged.
Mm. They were annoyed that I came in to ask for your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get them money.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready now to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Structure Group. They do good work. They made my new fence, so my zebra cannot escape anymore. Indoor, outdoor, remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to structuregroup.us. For the ladies in the audience, we have Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. For the dudes, we got Mike, both of you in Murfreesboro. Good morning, you guys.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Let's talk to you and get to know you. Lisa, tell us a job you had that you hated the most.
I hate to say it, Amazon.
Oh.
Is it just because they wouldn't let you pee?
No, it's because what I had was picking orders and stuff. I had two of my big toenails fell off.
Oh my goodness. Walking around so much.
Wow. Mike, what about you? Tell us a job you had that you hated.
They worked their toes off.
I was a roofer for one day in my teens, and I'll never do it again.
I can see.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'd be hot up there.
Mm-hmm. Hot, an understatement.
Okay. Sure. Wow.
All right, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble.
All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Lisa, is the Baseball Hall of Fame located in Cooperstown, New York, Canton, Ohio, or Oklahoma City?
Canton, Ohio.
No,
that's the Football Hall of Fame. Yeah.
But you said it so confidently.
Yeah, she did.
I almost believed you. Yeah. No, it's Cooperstown, New York is where it is.
Yeah, I know. That was stupid.
Oh, no. You're fine.
Okay, Mike, is Tim Gunn a famous TV chef, fashion expert, or tennis star?
Let's go fashion.
Yes, yep. You're right. Nice.
He was on, Project Runway, I think.
I think so, yes. Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, bounce back with this one. What makes high gravity beer different from other beer? Need an answer.
Screw.
Okay. All right, Mike. She hopes you don't know this. What makes high gravity beer different from other beer?
Can you use a screw and give it back to her?
No, unfortunately, you can't do the double screw.
I was going to say what it's made out of. Like, is it carbonation or whatever?
No, you can keep talking yourself into a long answer. That's all right.
Dang, I'm trying.
No, it's pretty simple. It just has more alcohol than regular beer.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's like the 8-9% ones.
Ooh. Lisa gets a point for that.
Good job.
It's all tied up.
Okay, Mike, what do they sell at dabeers.com?
Oh, wow. I can't say beer, but purses.
Oh, no.
No.
Jewelry.
It's a diamonds and jewelry.
That was a good guess, though.
Yeah. All right, it's tied up with one question left for both of you.
Okay, Lisa, in football, how many points does your team get if they force a safety?
Two.
2 points.
Woo! All right.
You got it. You're taking the lead.
Mike, you got to get this one.
Here you go, Mike. Expect more, pay less is the longest, let me start over, okay? Expect more, pay less is the longtime slogan of what department store?
Pay less shoe stores?
No.
What an excellent guess.
Yeah.
No. It's Target.
Target.
Yeah.
And how about you, Lisa? You are the winner.
Nice come from behind victory. Great job. We've got a prize for you, a certificate of bragification, and you have the satisfaction of knowing that you beat your friend Mike.
I did twice.
Twice, all right.
Oh, it's happened before.
We'll have to have a rematch soon.
Absolutely.
All
right.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. A Totally Hits 93.3.
Yes, we were all doing the head bob too. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. Earlier, we gave you the scenario. It's the end of the world. It's a zombie apocalypse. By your side to help you survive, you have two people. One, a Disney princess. One, a fast food worker.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to give us a reason for both.
The answers have been really interesting because we've asked you to kind of expand on it and tell us why.
Yeah, you have to have a reason.
Your well-thought-out responses have been pretty delightful.
Yeah, so Teresa texted in. She said, Merida, I think that's her name.
Yeah,
from Brave, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the tough one.
Yep, she's a great shot. So, mm-hmm. And then Kel from Good Burger. I don't think they would be able to detect a brain, so he wouldn't be on their
radar.
That's
true, because zombies stereotypically eat brains.
Right.
So, yeah, Kel and the Kardashians would be safe.
I love that.
Kardashians, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that wins the day.
Yeah.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. I'll take your order. Love it. Absolutely.
It's amazing how that, like, Good Burger, the movie, was like Nickelodeon channel, was it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That it still, like, holds today.
I love that
they
movie.
Made a new one, too.
Did they?
Recently,
yeah. Yeah, they did. Huh. In the last few years.
Yep.
It's funny, Merida has been coming up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think she's seen as one of, like, the stronger, you know, doesn't need anybody to help her kind of Disney princesses. Somebody else, April, said Merida and a Waffle House worker, which I think is just brilliant.
That is.
Because a short order ninja, basically, who thrives under pressure and never closes. I mean,
It has a sharp spatula in their hand.
Yeah.
At all times.
Not afraid of hot grease?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe slinging some hot grease?
Yeah, you're working at Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning going, bring it on, whatever.
Zombies.
Yeah.
I've seen them every night.
I could scare off the zombies. Starbucks is embracing the whole secret menu idea, and if you submit something they really like to secretmenucontest.starbucks.com, you can win $30,000. People are giving up some ideas of what they might want to have on their secret menu.
Ooh.
I was thinking maybe why don't you put some coffee in your coffee as opposed to just sugar and ice cream.
And whipped cream.
And syrup. Milkshake. And cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. A dot of coffee.
Yeah, no kidding.
The American ice cream manufacturers have said that they are going to phase out artificial dyes and colors in ice cream.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's about 90% of ice cream sold in the U.S. has kind of pledged to do this after fears that, you know, it may cause health problems, you know, those dyes that are inserted right. into foods.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's cool. Wow. It shouldn't change the flavor then too much, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. Well, Suki Waterhouse, she was in Daisy Jones and the Six. She's also dating Robert Pattinson. They have a kid together. She posted on social media that she wore tight pants, so tight that it caused her to have a hernia.
Wow.
Dress comfortably.
So there's your excuse to not wear tight clothes.
Gina, you've been struggling to, I guess, get it started today, like kick it in gear, and you found out why.
Yeah, I was holding my cup. I drink tea, and I was feeling around for, like, the tea bag string that usually comes out of
mug. To dunk in your warm water.
Yeah, and so I'm feeling around for it, and I'm like, I don't feel it. And I look inside my cup, and there's no tea bag in there. So I've literally been drinking. I drink the same thing every single day. Nothing added. It's literally just Earl Grey tea, just, like, black coffee, just black tea. And I've been drinking hot water all morning and have not noticed until
just
now.
Like, wow, this tea is really weak.
And not, I didn't even notice. Like, not one part of me was like, oh, it kind of tastes bland today or nothing. It just, like.
Your pregnancy taste buds are just, like, flat today, I guess.
If I didn't think pregnancy was real before this morning, pregnancy brain, see, there you go. I'm a firm believer in it now.
Yeah, your body's working on making a baby. Yeah. So it's like it can't do everything.
Yeah, they're distracted.
They're not worried about thriving during the day or surviving.
Crushing your Tuesday.
Yes, they're like, oh, work, who cares?
Yeah, your Here's body is multitasking.
Baby. Yes.
Can't worry about the little details.
No, I'm driving the struggle bus today. I'm not just riding it.
Oh, all right.
I'm driving it.
It's the Woody and Jim show. Okay, here's something you don't hear every day. Elmo from Sesame Street going on an anti-Semitic rant on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it now. I guess the Sesame Street workshop had to come out and say Elmo's account was hacked.
So when
these are not what Elmo's real thoughts are.
When he talked about like anti-Jewish stuff.
Yeah, and he also mentioned
the Epstein files.
Yeah, he said that that Donald Trump is Netanyahu's puppet because he's in the Epstein files. And went on to a lot of really terrible things you can't repeat.
There's some bad stuff on here.
You know, maybe somebody figured out that his password was Elmo123.
Somebody commented and said, I thought we all agreed Elmo's off limits.
Yes.
Yeah, you would think.
People are ruthless
who
hack stuff.
Yeah, yes.
And obviously, you know, all the tweets have been taken down, but of course, the screenshots live forever.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah, there's nothing to do about it. But you know.
And not the first thing in the last week that has happened on X/Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter for the end of time.
Yeah, yeah. Who cares what he wants to call it?
Last week, the Grok, the AI.
Yeah, went on and on and on, saying spouting all kinds of Nazi stuff.
And it referred to itself as Mecha Hitler.
Uh-huh.
So there's definitely a theme going on with that platform.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not on it.
Yeah, I deleted the app. Yeah. I didn't care anymore.
No.
I actually decided to divorce it. I barely used it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't have my personal brand be associated with this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you don't want to be the next Elmo.
I know.
Exactly.
Elmo's account. You know, people that follow Elmo are probably jumping off right now.
I wonder if there was a Tickle Me Elmo tweet that went out.
Maybe this is why Elmo was so frustrated. He's not being tickled enough.
It could be. Or he was being tickled too much.
Somebody tickle Elmo. Take his mind off all this anti-Semitic stuff. What are we doing today, you guys?
I got to get a haircut. My hair is become a living being that is going to leave my head. It's just out of control.
Yeah. You're not familiar, Gina, but Jim was raised by wolves, so he has very fast-growing hair.
It does. Grows like crazy.
Yeah.
Then it's movie night tonight. The kid's coming over.
Nice.
And I don't know what the movie is. My wife's picking out.
All right.
Per the rules, I won't know until the movie starts playing.
Yeah.
Yay, that's exciting.
And then it's too late.
I have some meetings for work, and then I'm going to go pick up a high chair that I got from Facebook Marketplace.
Nice.
Yes. So we'll see how that turns out. We'll see. I don't know.
Meet at a police station.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people looking to sell kids high chairs.
Yeah.
Probably up to no good.
Yeah. I'm sure my husband will accompany on this
one. It's probably a front for the mob.
Yeah.
They're laundering money through Facebook Marketplace. I'm going to turn another Tuesday into Schmooze Day. I have a couple appointments to talk to some people about maybe wisely advertising on the Woody and Jim Show.